There's a new trend in Florida and across the country, pawn shops. Now, when I say pawn shops, do you think desperate customers, owners eager to turn their misfortune into personal gain? In the bleak movie Pawnbrokers, a customer tries to convince a pawnbroker he did not steal the item he wants to pawn.
A friend give it me. Now, he figure I make use of it.
Give it $30.
Well, now, as the founder of a popular chain of pawn shops puts it, pawn shops are the new target, often brightly lit, family-friendly, tweeting specials, hosting Facebook pages, and some of the owners have become stars.
So what do we got here?
This is my 1602 shipwreck Dutch East India Company bell.
I just love old shipwreck items. You can just imagine the journey they've been on.
This ain't right. I don't think this thing was in salt water for any period of time to amount to anything. Let's get somebody to look at it before we go any farther.
Fair enough.
A scene from the popular History Channel show Pawn Stars that features a quirky Las Vegas shop. It is more Antiques Roadshow than the pawnbrokers. That bell, by the way, could fetch up to $15,000 at auction. But still, these shows, there are a handful, are part of the reason for the newfound popularity of pawn shops. The other is the economy. Let's take a deeper look today with Professor Paige Marta-Skiba, an economist at Vanderbilt University Law School who studies the pawn industry. Professor, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Also, Lawrence Calden. He's CEO of La Familia Pawn and Jewelry, 14 stores in Florida, another 5 in Puerto Rico. Lawrence, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
And let's start with you, Lawrence. First of all, just remind us, how exactly does a pawn shop work?
We do two things primarily. We do loans, or lending to customers on a short-term basis, and we also do retail sales at about a discounted rate, 25% to 75% of the new price. The loans are normally a short-term loan, you know, 2 weeks to 4 weeks.
Someone will bring something in, a ring, a watch. They will give it to you. You will give them a certain amount back in loan, but also with an interest rate.
Correct. Yeah. So they'll come in and they'll say they have a certain amount they want to borrow. You know, we'll negotiate on that amount and give them what we feel is a fair amount. And they'll walk out with the cash.
And so they need the quick cash. But how long do you wait before selling the item if they don't come back?
Actually, here in the state of Florida, up to 60 days. So if they decide they don't come back, it's 60 days before we're allowed to put it out for sale.
And by the way, there are state laws, vary state to state, laws that, as you just said, restrict the time you frame in which you can sell something, but also cap how high that interest can go?
Correct.
Okay. And tell us about your stores, Lawrence. What do they look like?
Most of our stores are about 2,000 square feet on the showroom and about 3,000 to 4,000 square feet back room for storage.
Boy.
But they're well lit. We have a professional dress code. Guys wear ties. Women wear professional attire. We get our floors done, you know, once a month. We make sure it's well lit. Parking lots are clean. And we're pretty fanatical on our cleanliness. And we're not located, like, in the really bad areas. We're kind of located in between. And we market a lot, and we market the cleanliness, too.
Well, when you say market, you have social media. You use Groupons.
Yes, we do Groupon, social media, we use billboards, we do a little bit of TV, we do a little bit of radio when we're doing specials.
And on your Facebook page, we see you are now offering a Zumba class.
Yes.
So
we did that this past weekend. This past weekend, one of our stores in Kissimmee did that.
How many people did you have come in?
We must have had, you know, 40 or 50 in the pictures I saw.
Doing a Zumba dance class in your pawn shop.
Yes.
Professor Skiba, this is not your grandfather's pawn shop. There is this new trend, these chains that almost look like box stores. Do we still have the sort of back alley, mom and pop stores that we're familiar with?
Yes and no. So pawn shops have changed a lot since the 1960s movie Pawnbroker. Pawn shops look much more like a bank on the inside or even a retail store. You know, they sell items and they're also a lending institution. And they have become much more mainstream. Although that being said, you know, pawn shops have been a really popular source of credit for Americans for a long time. They've been around since at least the 18th century. So there certainly has been a resurgence in the last few decades, but people have been using pawn shops regularly for a long time.
Well, and these are people who maybe can't get a loan from a bank. How would you characterize pawn shops? We have this image of these, well, it's predatory, you know, people giving desperate people who come in maybe just a few dollars for something that might be worth much more. And they have a very high interest rate on that, which makes it almost impossible for people to get back their beloved items, you know, family jewelry. But they also, I would say, could be lifesavers for people who have no other way to get cash.
It is the case that it's often lower income people, sometimes unemployed. Of course, to borrow on a pawn shop loan, you don't need a job, you don't need a bank account. But in fact, about half of borrowers who use pawn shops have a checking account. So you see that it's not necessarily the desperate people that are using pawn shops. People often have sources of traditional credit and turn to pawn shops. They can be quite expensive, but in fact, relative to other types of consumer credit, especially credit cards, even payday loans, they are much cheaper. So it can be a cost-effective alternative to mainstream sources of credit.
So you're saying that, you know, if you're going to get 18, 20% interest on a loan somewhere, you know, if you can get 5% interest on it at a pawn shop, why not?
That's right. Typically, people link pawn shops together with payday loans, which are very expensive short-term loans. Pawn shops are much, much cheaper than payday loans. Payday loans come with triple-digit interest rates, typically 500% annualized interest.
I probably should jump in to remind people we've done a lot of reporting on this. Payday loans are these storefronts that will give you a loan on your paycheck with this huge interest and usually a very short period of time in which they require you to pay it back. So people, you know, may get $1,000 and end up with $8,000. It's just a terrible spiral. Some states are really investigating the payday loans. But we're also reading that payday lenders are increasingly running pawn shops.
That's right. Many payday loan outlets are physically located inside a pawn shop. Just like people can find pawn shops to be very cost effective if they use them for short-term emergencies, the same can be said for payday loans. Even though they come with very high interest rate, these different types of alternative financial sources can help people out of a jam. If your car broke down and you can't get to work tomorrow unless you have $50, they can really be a lifesaver.
Well, and Lawrence, tell us about that. Who do you see coming in to your La Familia pawn and jewelry shop, which again is a pawn shop, not payday loans. We'll put those aside.
Correct. Really, our average loan, when you look at our entire portfolio, is $150. People that do have their car break down, people that overextended themselves like Americans do, banks don't loan $150 to somebody. No matter how good your credit is, nobody on this call could get a loan for $150. So pretty much everybody that needs a short-term, has a short-term need for cash, the only place to get it, really, is a pawn shop.
We're talking about the new pawn shop, a form of banking for some people, a new shopping source for others, brightly lit big box stores with weekly specials. Some stores have online operations. Vanderbilt professor Paige Marta-Skiba and Lawrence Calden, who owns the La Familia pawn shop chain, are both with us. Lawrence, at the La Familia shops, how much interest would you charge, say, on a loan of $150?
They would pay us back anywhere from 170, 250 to 187, so anywhere from 15% to 25%.
We're reading about people. Oh, here's an example: someone pawning an iPhone to pay a phone bill. A mall janitor coming in with jewelry that she swept up while cleaning. And then here's a couple that pawned their jewelry to get a $1,500 loan to keep their machine company afloat. Do these sound familiar, Lawrence?
Yes. We have a lot of people, actually small businessmen, that, and I'll use an example, a guy that owns an ambulance company that does some transportation of elderly. He depends a lot on some government grants and government money. So when he comes up short or is waiting for the government to give him his, you know, reimbursement, he'll come borrow, you know, $10,000 at a time. He has two really big diamond earrings. He'll come back, pick them up. He makes his payroll, you know, once he gets his money back from the government. So we have a lot of small business owners. We're seeing that more and more.
Wow. I'm thinking those are big earrings. But also,
you know,
as you've been saying, Professor, we hear about small businesses that have this problem where they constantly need to take out loans. It's sort of a juggling act to make payroll. They're going to pawn shops to do this. Your thoughts on that? Is that common?
One thing that's very common that we haven't discussed yet is that pawn shops are meant to be for short-term credit. They can be very cost-effective if you pawn something for a month or two. But typically, people renew their pawn loans many times in a row. So you end up paying multiple interest payments month after month. And so that's where people can get in trouble, is when they start using pawn shops as a more regular way to manage their finances. That's much harder for me to think about being a rational way to use credit. They probably would be better off selling their one valuable necklace rather than pawning it month after month or making interest payments. So people can get in these cycles of debt. So I don't think pawn shops are all good all of the time, but they can make sense for people. They can also get people in trouble.
Right. Well, Lawrence, tell us about that. On average, how many people are able to come back for the thing that they pawned?
Actually, you'll be surprised. About 75 to 80% pick up their items. On the other side, we do buy a lot. I would say 30% of our transactions. So for every 10 transactions, 7 will be loans and 3 will be actual purchases. If it's something they don't want to come back for, we'll make an offer to buy it.
And how many times do you have the person, you know, the one that's the stereotype in our mind's eye, who's begging you in the snow there in Florida, you know, please, it was my mother's ring. I can't afford the interest. Can I please? You know, how many times does it not end well?
Not very many times. We're pretty much up front on the front end of it. And a lot of times, even when the stuff does forfeit and it does come out for sale, if it's a customer that's been with us or it's something valuable like that, a lot of times we will hold that item and we'll try to work it. We'll try to work it out with them. But that's very, very rare.
It's still going to be heartbreaking.
Yes, it's very, yes. And yes, that's where the human element comes in. We the manager is able to make that decision if that ever happens.
Yeah. Professor, your sense of that sense of, what have I done? I pawned the family jewels and they were worth more than what I ended up with.
I think that actually helps people in the end. So I have done research on the ways in which people use pawn shops when they have different items pawned. So if you have pawned something sentimental, like your wedding ring, you have a good incentive to get that back. The same goes for if you pawn your TV or tools, you can't use them. There's a consumption value lost while they're in hock. And so people actually seem to make pretty good decisions when it's either something sentimental, a family heirloom, or something very useful to them. So I actually have compared to what extent it appears that people are rational using these different types of alternative financial services. When it comes down to losing a valuable item to you, people seem to do a good job of managing their pawn loans.
The other perception people have, Lawrence, about pawn shops is this stuff has to be hot. How do you prevent against theft?
Statistics-wise, it's about less than 0.1% of the stuff that comes in that is stolen. So if you figure for every $100,000, that's $100. Because we're heavily regulated. So if you come in to pawn something, you got to give your thumbprint, you got to give your ID. In some states, you have to take a picture of the customer. So the pawn shop really is the last place you would want to bring something stolen because it's going to track right back to you.
Professor, just some closing comments on, as we're hearing, as you said at the outset, this is a real off-the-radar form of banking.
These are just not fringe elements anymore. An estimated 2% of households in the U.S. use pawn shops. That's millions of people. And people are, especially when the economy is not doing well, people are turning from traditional sources of credit to these other types. And I think it's not necessarily a bad thing. As I said, people can get in a lot of trouble with things like pawn shops or payday loans. But for your average customer, it's a short-term loan. It's a few dollars. It helps them make ends meet when they have a financial shortfall. So I think people will increasingly be turning to pawn shops. There's much less stigma attached to them. The stores are cleaner. People think of it more as a consignment shop or an antique shop or an electronics store than a gritty pawnbroker.
Yeah. Lawrence, what's the number one item that people are pawning now?
Gold. Gold is pretty big just because of the price of gold. But I would say in general merchandise, one thing that's really picked up have been video game systems and cell phones. With cell phones, the technology just keeps going up and up and up, so they'll get rid of their old cell phone and, to us, get their new cell phone through their company.
And, Lawrence, we mentioned that one owner says pawn shops are the new Target. Others have said it's like eBay right in front of you. You can see it. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing people use pawn shops instead of those big box stores?
Yes. Yes, I mean, like I said, we've become more mainstream, and I think, really the TV shows have kind of raised the curiosity of customers, so they're coming in, and when they come in, people get hooked on it.
Lawrence Calden, CEO of La Familia Pawn and Jewelry, with stores in Florida and Puerto Rico. Professor Paige Marta-Skiba, an economist at Vanderbilt University Law School who studies the pawn industry. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.